Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, it is that time of year. It's the beginning of the year where people start to make decisions about their life. And if you've spent the last year or 4 years under the Democratic rule, that has allowed you to lead a life of quiet desperation, been miserable, have not gotten anywhere, have not gotten what you want out of life, it's probably time to change. I don't know if you can feel it or not, and it might have something to do with your personal political outlook, but the bottom line is everywhere I go, people are way happier than they were just 3 months ago. The Trump effect, the euphoria going across this country, knowing that crime and criminals will be taken out of our country again, both the ones they've taken out of the country, sending them back to their own countries, or the ones they're arresting and putting in jails and not letting them back out of jails again the second they put them in there. The whole abolishment of crime being a good thing. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that we got it in a place in society where people actually felt like the criminals were the people that were being tread upon, and that the good, hardworking, all-American people were the bad people who was treading upon the criminals. I mean, it's just the ridiculous level of insanity that's been pushed upon us over the last 4 years has finally been lifted. You can go on with many, many other topics. I don't want to take up your whole day telling you about how bad things were for the last 4 days. I think you all know. 4 years, I'm sorry. I think you all know. But the reality is everybody can feel the euphoria of that all being gone, being lifted. And I really appreciate the fact that Donald Trump is just hitting it hard and fast, fixing these things, eliminating the woke society that made it almost impossible for people to get jobs and keep jobs, to where people didn't even have to come to work, to where if you wanted to have a business, you couldn't run it because you couldn't get employees that'd be willing to come to work. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But what is the final outcome of all of this? The final outcome is very simple, is that the Trump effect is going to turn the country back into a prosperous place to be. And it is time again, and there are many different situations and times where there's easier or harder times to go out there and make money. Trump is going to eliminate many, 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 many roadblocks for entrepreneurs. You can see it. I mean, he's going out there to California and telling them to eliminate all the rules and regulations to build a house, forcing the governor to look like an idiot for not doing the same thing. Now you say, well, what if they build all these bad houses? Well, I'm sure it could happen. But the bottom line is at least something will get started happening. And that's the Trump effect. And so I've decided that what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach the class coming up here this weekend. It's a 2-day educational class. I don't normally teach the 2-day anymore. I used to teach all of them, and I cut down to just a few, and now I don't hardly do it. But I'm going to teach it because I want to get across the basic facts of what's necessary to go out there and become financially secure, financially free, if you like, for a better set of words, a better set of terms to call it, to where you can buy back your life from corporate America. Now, because I'm going to be doing that and I want to get as many of you in there with me as possible, I'm going to give a discount. Normally, our membership is $740 for a year. I'm going to discount it down to $297. So if you've been listening to me for 6 days, 6 months, or 6 years, it's time to get off the couch. It's the right time of year. It's the right president. It's the right thing to do. You need to get off the couch, and it's the right price. To get to that price, I've got two different ways you can get to us, whichever one's more comfortable to you. If you like the computer or your phone, you can go to DellHelpMeNow.com. That's D-E-L, DellHelpMeNow.com. That's all one word, .com. Hit it and you'll come to a landing page, and the landing page is going to have basically two things you can do. You can either sign up, and it'll allow you to pick a class you want to come to. I hope you pick mine. There's others if you can't make this one this weekend. Oh, by the way, you can also watch mine this weekend over the internet. So if you can't make it to the live one, which I highly recommend, go to the live one. Or maybe you can't make it, but you want to watch it right now so you can get started, and then another time come back and pick it up. Again, live from somebody else, because I don't teach all the time. So if you want to see me, join up now and take it over the internet. With your membership for 1 year, you can take that class as many different times as you want and with as many different teachers as you want. And there are like four people or five people that teach this class. So it's kind of interesting to see different instructors' outlooks on, what the emphasis of the material they work on. I want you to come see mine, because mine's been very successful for 34 years, and I want you to get that opportunity to hear it straight from, the horse's mouth, as they say. I'll tell you a story about that. And by the way, the other way you can get to this, and then I'll tell the story. The other way you can get to this is if you'd rather text, what you need to do is text the word radio to 88007. Text the word radio to 88007, and you're going to get an opportunity to pick a class you want to come to. And also on that, if you want, there's a free workshop. So if you'd like to see a free workshop, in other words, you haven't gotten enough information about us yet by listening to the radio long enough, go to the free workshop. You can do it online. It's about 30 minutes long, 45 minutes long, and it will give you enough information to where you'll understand what it is we do here, what you'll be doing, what will be required of you to be successful. It's a good class, and it's free. So go to that one, and you can get there, I think, from either way. I think it's been hooked up to where you can get to that free class. But if you get to one of them and the class isn't there, then go to the other one. So you've got DellHelpMeNow.com, or you've got 88007, whichever one you want to use. Now, I'll tell you the story. There was once a young preacher they hired, and he was going to be like the backup pastor to the church, and because the old pastor was about ready to retire, so they were starting to break this guy in. So he goes out there and he speaks, and he doesn't get much response. So he comes back to the elders and said, look, I didn't get that much response. And he said, well, let's try it again one more Sunday. Maybe they just don't know you yet. And so he went back out there another Sunday and did it and didn't get very good response. And he went back to the elders again, and he spoke to the old pastor, and he goes, look, I don't understand this. I'm from my theology classes. I was number one, top in the class. I know the Bible better than anybody. I know it inside and out. I don't understand why I'm not getting much response. And the elder says, well, let me try it. So he goes out there and he gets a raving standing ovation. People are just, yes. And, it's unbelievable thing, humming along, like, speaking out of tongues, everything, right? And they get done, and the young guy goes, I just don't understand it. I just don't get the response. And the old guy looks at him, he says, look, you may know the Bible, but he said, but I know the author. And that's really the difference from getting it from me directly from somebody else. That's it. Now, one more thing before we finish up on this topic here. For those of you who come out this weekend, I've got a very, very special gift for you guys to come out. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. You have to come out. You have to go to the class, either online or live. In fact, I should make the gift just for the people that come out live, but I think I'll make it for the people online also. Yeah. But you got to come this weekend. And so the class that I'm going to be teaching is February 1st and 2nd. That's Saturday and Sunday of this week. And I want you to go to DellHelpMeNow.com and sign up. And I want to share with you something about motivation, about positivity, and so forth. We're all out there, and we're given a plan. Your plan was to go to school, get good grades, so that you can get into a good college, and then work hard in that college and get good grades there so you can get a good job, right? Then you can go to work and work hard and long for 40 years, move up through the ranks, get promotions and raises, and you can live on less than what you make and save your money and put it in a 401k, get done with your job at some age, like 65 or 70 years of age, and be able to retire and live off the 401k and Social Security. And then, if that all works out right, your goal is to die before you run out of money. That's kind of like the plan, right? I had a guy give me a plan when I first started working in the health clubs. And the guy was a pro football player, ex-pro football player, I should say. And he was probably in his 40s. And this is the plan he espoused to me. He said, "Del, I'm going to work hard, but not 40 hours a week. I'm going to work 60 to 80 hours a week so that I can make double the money most people make. And I'm going to save all of it because I'm working all the time. I don't really have anything to go and do and spend. And I'm not, you know, not married. And I'm going to keep that money and I'm going to invest it wisely. And then by the time I'm 50, I can't remember. He said, but he had a timeline. By the time he was 50, he would have saved up enough money that he could live off of it and retire early. And then he was going to go and travel the world. That was his plan. And the plan included ride a bike all over Europe and chase women. That was kind of a manly man plan, right? And later I saw this guy ended up working till the company fired him. They went out of business. They fired him. And he ended up dying very shortly after that. His plan didn't work. And I was, at the time, living on the plan. I was working this, you know, hours. The way we worked was 10 in the morning till 10 at night. Or we had a shift 9 in the morning till 9 at night. And then if we didn't hit our quota for signing people up at the gym, which is a sales quota, then we had to work from 10 to 6. And some people even had to work Sunday 10 to 6. You had to work 7 days a week if you didn't have a backup to come in and fill in for you. So, you know, it was anywhere from literally 12 hours a day times 5 would be 60 to 68 and could be as much as 72 hours, 76 hours work week. I did this for 12 years. Saved all my money because I didn't have a life. There was nothing to spend my money on because I worked every day, all day long. And besides that, at the time, I was a bodybuilder. So that took up another 3 hours a day. Besides working 12 hours a day, I bodybuilt for 3 hours a day. So there it is. This was my plan. And then all of a sudden, in October 20th, 1987, there was a thing called Black Monday. That was my birthday. And it was also a day where my plan got beat up pretty bad. I lost quite a bit of money in the stock market. But more than anything, I got dejected because this was just an obvious clue from somewhere that this plan wasn't going to work. You know, you work and save and earn and work and save and earn, work and earn and save, work and earn and save. You run in the little, you know, rabbit wheel or whatever it's called, you know, and then one day you wake up and the stock market's taking a lot of your money. And I thought to myself, I'm not going to work an extra 4 or 5 or 6 years at 12 hours a day, 6 days a week to make that money up. There's got to be a different way. There's got to be a better way. And so I started looking into things. And I did the same stuff that most of you have done. I looked into franchises. I looked into, first of all, the easiest thing you look at is they get you with this, what's it called? Something marketing, where you try to sell to all your friends. You sell toilet paper and toothpaste to all your friends. Network marketing. There we go. So, you know, you try network marketing, and you see that that's really a complete failure. Then after that, you look at franchises, and you see how really difficult running a franchise is. And really, the good ones are very, very expensive to get into, and they make you take intense training programs, and then it becomes a full-time job to run them. So the franchise thingy didn't look that good. I mean, I looked at a bunch of different things, and then I started going to real estate training courses. And there were a bunch of hokey-pokey ones out there. Didn't make any sense. I ran into a couple of them that made a little bit of sense. But I was able to tie together some basics that made some sense. And it wasn't until I found a mentor who's actually doing it that I was able to go out and do real estate. I mean, I had lots of ideas about what would work and what wouldn't work. But I needed a mentor, and I ran into one. I ran into a real estate broker who was willing to help me because he'd make money selling me the real estate deals. But he owned about 75 houses himself, so he was a real deal guy. And I'm going to tell you that story when we come back from break. But before we go to break, if you're just tuning in, I want you to hear this because I don't want to lose you to this segment. I'm teaching this weekend, February 1st and 2nd, a two-day class. First one of the season. It's going to be updated. You're going to want to be there. And it's me teaching it. It's here in Houston, although you can catch it over the internet. You can, it's being simulcast out across the airwaves. So to get into this, I'm going to offer you a discount down from $740 is the regular one-year price. You can buy a year's worth of membership for $297. And you can go to this class as many times as you want with as many different teachers as you want. But I'm teaching it this weekend, and I want to get you in. So what I need you to do is go to DellHelpMeNow.com. That's D-E-L is my name, DellHelpMeNow.com, and sign up. And you can text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Now, when you get to these landing pages, you're going to have two choices. Your choice is to be to sign up and take the discount or to take a free workshop. Some of you will say, well, I don't have enough information yet to be a buying customer, even though you've discounted a large amount. I don't even know if your program fits me. Then take the free workshop because it's about 30 to 45 minutes and it will explain everything about what you will be doing, what we do for you, and how this system works. And after that, if you want to join, you'll still be able to get the discount if you take the class. But a lot of people, they need more information. I know I'm that way. I'm a type B. I need to get the information before I can make a decision. So you want to go to DellHelpMeNow.com if you like the computer, or if you want to use your phone, you can text the word radio to 88007. Either one of those will get you into me. I want to see you this weekend. I want to change your life. I want to work with you personally. So please get on that right away. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show. That gives you plenty of time to do one of those two.
The roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
A Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today I'm discussing how I had had a plan that was given to me by a man that had a faulty plan. Many of you have faulty plans, and what those plans are going to lead to is a total life of quiet desperation. And I say quiet because I don't know if you've ever just taken the time to pay attention to this. I was retired at 34 years of age, 2.5 years after I started investing in real estate. I retired, and I've never gone back since. Now, I find myself, I'm looking for a word, not judging people as in you're a loser. That's not really what I'm saying. I'm discriminating people between are they happy or not happy. Like that's not a very good way to explain it, but it suffice for now. What I'm saying is I'll go to a bar and I like to sit at bars to eat when I go into restaurants because you get to meet people and I really like people. So I'll be speaking to someone and you ask them what their job is. And it's even more interesting when you just eavesdrop, really. But when they talk about their jobs, they talk about, yeah, our company's doing really well. It's really this, really that. And they're bragging about, yeah, I'm this person in that company or that person in the company, whatever. But when you get to meet them personally, where they're not talking to other guys that have jobs and companies and whatever, and they get to meet you and they realize you're somebody that's retired, especially when you retired at a very early age, or maybe they know me from the radio, or maybe they know of our company of people that retire. They really kind of become bummed out. You know, they'll start to be honest with you and tell you, you know, either they hate their job or their job is okay, but they have no life because they work so much. The hours were so much. You get up every day and go to work. They drive all the way to work. Then they spend their day in their cubicle. And I oftentimes kind of jokingly say, think about what a prisoner does in prison. They get up in the morning at the same time every day and they go to breakfast and then they go to their cubicle and sometime during the day they get their hour in the yard where they get to go outside and exercise and then they come back into the cubicle and they go to the mess hall and eat something and then they go back in the cubicle. And How is that any different than you get up in the morning, you go to the mess hall of your house, you eat something, you get in your car, which is a form of a cubicle, and you drive into work for 30 minutes to an hour, and then you get into that cubicle, and somewhere along the way you get a lunch break, and then you come back to the cubicle. I remember literally being in work and thinking, I literally watched the clock. And so I had games I played in my head where I would, like, okay, if I can just get through this hour, there'll be a break. And so let me just dive in and do something effective and keep busy so that I don't think about how really unhappy I am, how bored I am. And that's really what I felt about work. I mean, it's not that the work was hard or I hated the work or anything. It was boring as heck. It just, life was the same old thing over and over and over again. And you weren't getting rich doing it. You know, it's like one thing if you grind and do the grind to get rich. It's another when the grind only gets you a paycheck, and that, you know what the paycheck is, right? You know what a job is short for? Just above broke. It's just, it's a bizarre deal, right? And so I remember doing this over and over and over again until I met this guy who started teaching me real estate. Actually, I'd already studied real estate. I'd taken all kinds of courses. I thought I knew what I was talking about. I really didn't. So I met this broker and he said, look, you got to come see me and I'll get you started. And I said, well, I work every day, 12 hours a day. He goes, do you not have lunch? And I go, yeah, I can get off for lunch. He goes, okay, come see me during lunch and we'll get you some real estate. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way I can go to lunch and get all the information, knowledge I need and go drive around and look at real estate deals. And so I got over to his office and he had a stack of papers where he had pulled up 10 different houses that were a deal. Every one of them was such a good deal that you'd make at least 100% return on every one of them. He had the comps for it. He had the rental comps for it. He had done a spreadsheet on what we'd pay for it, you know, what his offer would have been if he was going to go after it and what the profit would be with it. And he looked at me and he said, okay, I got 10 of them here. How many of them you want to buy today? And of course, my answer was, what do you mean today? Type B personalities like mine don't do anything today. I'm here to research and to get my arms around it and to understand the marketplace and figure out which subdivisions I should get involved in. And man, I had a whole wrong idea. He says, look, you don't need to do any of that. I've already done all that for you. The information's right here. You're going to get 100% return. Are you getting 100% return on anything you're doing now? And I'm thinking, my savings account's earning me about a third of a 1% return, I think what it was, something like that. No, I'm not. The stock market just lost me 50% of my money, so that's not any 100% return. I'm thinking, of course I'm not making that kind of money. Nobody's making that kind of money. And so he said, look, I got 10 of them here right now. Here's what I'm going to do. Oh, before that, he asked me, well, if you're not making 100% return, why don't you want to do these deals? And, you know, I hemmed and hawed. I had all kinds of excuses. He said, look, are you wasting my time? And that kind of really hit me in the face because he'd gone to all the trouble to set all this up for me to help me buy these deals. And I realized I was wasting his time. Luckily for me, though, he was a good salesman. And he said, look, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to take you out today and show you a house. It's the one I think I'd pick of the 10 if I were going to do it. And if you like the deal and you want to buy the deal and make an offer on it, then I'll continue to help you. If you don't, and you're willing to pass up 135% return, because that's what that one was, 135% return, then I'm just going to say, you know, you need to go find somebody else to work with because I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to drive you around. I'm not a taxi cab. I did the work. The deals are here. You need to buy something. So I went and looked at the house. The house was all messed up. And I looked at it like, there's no way. I mean, I wouldn't live in that. And he goes, of course you wouldn't. You're not buying this for you. You're buying it for a tenant. I said, well, even a tenant, I wouldn't want him to live like this. He goes, you're not. You're going to fix everything. Everything's going to be perfect by the time you close on the deal. You're going to get it all renovated and everything. And I said, well, where am I going to get the money to do all that? He says, you're going to borrow the money to buy it. You're going to borrow the money to renovate it. You're going to have all that stuff. It's all going to be done for you. And he said, all you have to do is sign this contract. And man, I was thinking every way I could to get out of that. It just didn't make any sense. I was going to get positive cash flow. I was going to get a capital gains of over 100% on the money I only had to put down on this particular deal. And I remember this is 35 years ago. I only had to put $2,500 down. And I was going to make $25,000 instant equity. So, I mean, that's 1,000% return, not 100% return. My cash flow was going to be $2,400 a year. So it was almost 100% return on cash flow. $200 a month positive. Actually, it's $220. So it got to $2,600, and I was putting $2,500 down, so it was 135% return on cash flow. And here I was trying to figure out how to get out of doing this. And the guy just basically looked at me and said, look, take this right hand and sign this contract and do something, because it's ridiculous that you want to stay and maintain a life of quiet desperation the rest of your life. And then he came and said something that really got me. He said, do you want your family to be poor the rest of their lives? You live in a one-bedroom condo right now, right? You drive a broken-down old car and you work at a health club. Do you want that to be your life for your family the rest of your life? Or are you going to make something of yourself and take this step right now? Boy, I tell you what, I didn't have anything to say. I just signed the contract. The guy got me. And then I made so much money on that first deal, it was unbelievable. And one of the questions I had for him was, well, what if I can't rent the house? You know, what do I do then? His answer was, don't worry about that. I'll rent it before you even own it. I go, you can't rent a house before I even own it. He goes, yes, you can. He said, you can rent it upon a date, start date of the lease, that is after the date you will actually own the house. And I said, well, why would anybody even sign a lease like that? He goes, because there just aren't enough rent houses out there. Not clean, functional ones. And you're going to make your house perfect. It's going to be beautiful. And you'll have 10 people that want it. The day you put a sign in the yard, you'll have 10 people that want this house. Because they're just not perfectly clean, functional houses out there. So we're going to set it up to where this house will be leased before you even own it. And sure enough, he leased it before he even owned it. And brought the security deposit in the first month's rent to closing. Now, the thing rented for $500 a month, so I got a $500 security deposit and $500 first month rent. So he gave me $1,000 at closing. Now remember, I only had to put $2,500 down. So he gave me $1,000. So I ended up only needing $1,500. Now, Dave's, the prices are much more expensive. And so those dollars are not $2,500 anymore. It might be $10,000. It might be $15,000. You might even have to go all the way up as high as $25,000. But you're not buying $25,000 houses like I was. You're buying $250,000 houses. So, you know, the reality was I was buying a $50,000 house for $25,000. So I was making a $25,000 instant capital gain. What you're going to be doing is buying a $250,000 house for $150,000. You're going to put $50,000 at rehab and you're going to own it for $200,000. And it's going to be worth $250,000. The bank is going to lend you the money to buy it plus to do the rehab. And you're going to have to come out of pocket for the closing costs. Now, if you don't buy it cheap enough, or if you buy something that has a massive amount of rehab, you may have to come out of pocket for some rehab dollars also. Part or all of the money for rehab should come from the hard money lender. Once we get the deal done, the renovation is done, we don't want to stay in the hard money loan anymore. We're going to refinance out immediately into a regular mortgage, which has a lower interest rate and a long-term amortization of 30 years. By doing that, we're now in a safe zone, and we can turn this thing into a rental. And I remember I rented this out, or he rented it out before I even closed, and then we came back to close. At closing, he handed me the check for $1,000, and we were done. He goes, so what do you think? You want to do another one of these or any more of these? And I said, yeah. He says, well, how many more of those 10 do you want to do? And I said, 3. And he said, why 3? And I said, because that's all the credit cards I had. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, the way I got the money for the $2,500 to put down, I took my credit card to the bank and withdrew cash, $2,500. He goes, don't tell me that. I don't want to know that. But yeah, okay, so we'll get 3 more of them for you. And I went ahead and bought 3 more. So within another 30 days, we did 30 days to close the first one, 30 days for the second one. That's 60 days. Within 60 days, I had made $25,000 times 4, which was $100,000. And I had $220 positive cash flow on each one, which was $880 a month positive cash flow. Now, the interesting thing was, you say, well, why were they all the same price? Because I bought all 4 of them in the same subdivision from the same seller, right? For the exact same price and terms on the deal. So who was the seller? The seller was a little company by the name of Fannie Mae, Federal National Mortgage Association. And these were foreclosures. And so when Bill brought me these, he knew exactly what he could get on these deals, what price he could get, because he'd done these over and over and over and over again. Fannie Mae was selling houses. They were selling them and renovating completely and then selling them with only 10% down on the deal, and they were selling them for like 50 cents on the dollar. It was just unbelievable. Now, that's how I got started in real estate. I then went on with various sundry stories I've shared with you over the years, all the way up to over 100 houses at one point before I got into apartment complexes. So it was easy to operate. The way this is put together, you buy this house, it's in perfect condition. The tenants were screened extensively before we put them in, so they were all good people that paid on time. I remember one time I didn't screen a lady. She told me that she had some problems and she was getting away from her husband. She had some kids and that, you know, she hadn't had a job or credit before because she had been living with her husband. They broke up, but she was a good person. I let her in. She destroyed the house. The kids destroyed the house. Had to evict them. She didn't pay. So everything she said was a lie. And from that point on, I never, ever again allowed somebody to move into one of my rent houses or apartments without screening them. You know, the they look like good people thing is the biggest lie there ever was. And that's generally because they look like you or they look like somebody you would trust, your grandmother or the girl you'd like to date or whatever it is. The bottom line is you can't do that. You've got to screen the tenants. And when you do, most people move into rent houses and they stay there for long periods of time, usually 4 years or better. Why? Because their kids are either in grade school, middle school, or high school, and they usually like to stay in that house until that one kid gets through their grades or the whole set of kids that they have get through their grades. They like their kids to go to the same schools and, you know, graduate from the same schools and so on and so forth. So they generally stay. And then when they move, you renovate the house again, make it perfect again, and lease it away instantly and go on down the road. It was very simple to do. I lived by some very basic principles that I was taught from the beginning that made all the sense in the world. And I just kept rinse and repeat until I had over 100 houses. It was that easy. So I want you to be able to meet me so I can help you do the same thing, whether it's houses or if you want to learn apartments. I also teach apartments. I eventually became an expert in apartments. Whichever it is you want, I teach both in this two-day class here on the weekend, so I want you to get out to it. So again, I want you to go sign up and get a discount. Go to DellHelpMeNow.com or text the word radio to 88007. I look forward to seeing you this weekend. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle that you're going for. We'll see you there.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.